Pastor Kerry Willis, and I'd like to welcome you to today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks.
And I'm Grayson Willis.
And I'm Margaret Michael.
And yes, you have the trio here today to talk to you about the things of hope. That really is what this broadcast is all about. We just want to have conversations that will point your heart, mind, soul, and strength upward. As a matter of fact, my dad used to have a saying, if you're going to hang your head, hang it up so you can see the face of God. And we pray that Front Porch Talks is a little bit like that for you. At least that's our intention, to bring the good news. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Now today, in the studio, it's myself, Kerry Willis, and my son Grayson, and Margaret Michael, Pastor Margaret Michael. We got some things kind of moving around a little bit. You know, transition comes to our lives, and I'm reminded of a passage today that is in Isaiah 43 and verse 19. God's Word translation renders the reading this way: I am going to do something new. It is already happening. Don't you recognize it? I will clear a way in the desert. I will make rivers on dry land. So we want you to know that with Front Porch Talks, something new is about to happen here at our five-year anniversary. 5 years we have had the program Front Porch Talks, and we are starting to take a few new turns, but let me give you the good news up front. Front Porch Talks will remain on the air into the future, as far as we can see at least, with God's blessing, of course. But we are making some changes, and because I'm a little bit responsible for some of these changes, I'll try to tell you what's coming up. First week of February, I got a call for a new opportunity in ministry. I've had a lot of calls for new opportunities in ministry for the 24 years I pastored in the Shenandoah Valley, Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene. But with all the calls I've ever received, the Lord has allowed me to remain here in the valley as a local pastor. This time, things were different. I sensed in my heart that the Lord was saying, Kerry, this time I'd like to make the decision for you. You see, in the past, it was like when I had other opportunities, the Lord allowed me to just make the decision. But this time, I knew He must have something new in mind, because I would probably never choose to leave Harrisonburg, and anybody who knows me knows that. But there are two reasons I would leave Harrisonburg. Number one would be if Jesus asked me to surrender and serve Him somewhere else. And number two, because I love the local church I pastor, and I want to see future generations of leaders begin to take the helm. And both of those things are underway. So June 24th will be my last Sunday as local pastor at the Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene. And my wife Kim and I and our coon hound Lucy, we're going to be moving our responsibilities to the Philadelphia District Church of the Nazarene. And I will be a district superintendent, they tell me. I'll be overseeing about 53 congregations in eastern Pennsylvania and in southern New Jersey. So I ask for your prayers in this new endeavor. It will be an adventure with the Lord, no doubt. Now, I might talk about that some more later. I won't totally disappear from Front Porch Talks because Grayson and Pastor Margaret figured out some electronics here to where now I get to call in and talk to them from time to time. When I'm on the road. So you might hear my voice every once in a while, but it is with great joy that I tell you that Pastor Margaret Michael will be taking my spot in the host chair with Grayson. And so they are going to be bringing Front Porch Talks to you weekly as we've done in the past. Now, here's a good thing about Pastor Margaret. She is a local Valley girl. So those of you who tune in on the radio, she's one of your own. She actually is Margaret Nicely. So if you didn't know that before, I'd like to just put that in place. And she has been our partner on Front Porch Talks, probably the one who has appeared most often with us in the host chair. And she is our outreach pastor at Harrisonburg First Church of the Nazarene. And because we see this program, Front Porch Talks, as outreach, reaching out of our walls, the church has left the building. She'll be overseeing Front Porch Talks with Grayson as the podcast director. So thank you so much for listening so far, and we pray that you'll continue to take the journey ahead with us. Grayson, I'll turn it your way now. If you want to say a few things about 5 years, if you want to talk into the future or just ask questions, you can do that. And then we'll make sure Pastor Margaret gets her fair share of time today as well.
Well, Dad, certainly these last 5 years, we have had a lot of laughs and had a lot of good testimonies and a lot of good conversation. And like you said, with your transition, that won't end. From time to time, you'll still join me and Pastor Margaret. But as you always say, the rest of our days are the best of our days. And we believe that on Front Porch Talks as well. And we want people to know that we will still be coming to WBTX at noon on Front Porch Talks here on 1470 AM and 102.1 FM, as well as streaming live on the internet on WBTX's website, as well as frontporchtalks.com. And this will have a couple more weeks here, I know, in June that you'll be joining us. You mentioned June 24th was your last Sunday in the pulpit, and that'll be the last regular scheduled broadcast that you'll be on. I'm sure from time to time, me and Pastor Margaret will call you and we'll hear you, and the listeners will look forward to that as well as me and Pastor Margaret will. And really enjoyed doing Front Porch Talks with you, Dad, and look forward to what the future has for Front Porch Talks and also for you and your next step.
Hey, Grayson, you're getting all sentimental on me now. Okay, I received that, buddy, and I agree with everything you've said so far. Back at you, boy, my boy. He's a man now, but he'll always be my boy. So this has been an opportunity for us that we never really saw coming when Grayson was younger. We didn't know that we would have the opportunity to work together in ministry. God is good like that. He's good with surprises. You know, he surprised me with this new call to Philadelphia. But I'm learning day by day that God's surprises are better than all of my plans. And so, Grayson, this has been a really good part of my life, doing the Front Porch Talks broadcast with you. And you've really been patient with me because you had a broadcasting degree and you learned a lot of this stuff in your schooling and you kind of had to teach me. I've never had much trouble talking, but I've had to learn about communicating. So yeah, it has been great, has been wonderful, and I believe the rest will be the best. I'm excited about the future of Front Porch Talks, but yes, I do cherish those memories of you and I working together here in the studio, and I savor yesterday's memories. We're seizing today's moments, and we're seeing tomorrow's miracles, and that was a theme that we had for a Lordship campaign in our church a few years back, maybe more than a few years now, I've lost count. But it stuck in my heart, and I love yesterday, and I love today, and I prefer tomorrow. I believe tomorrow for Jesus believers is always the best season. Pastor Margaret, why don't you lean in here and say a few things, maybe about Front Porch Talks, whatever you want to talk about. We'll just have this beautiful casual conversation today and let the people know that we're leaning into hope. We do see the future. I'll let you think for a moment, Pastor Margaret, because I had a thought about Grayson I was going to share, and it went out of my mind. It just came back in. I want to tell a little something on Grayson. When I first told him that I was maybe moving to Philadelphia, he said, "Dad, can I pray against that?" I said, "Yes, you can, son. Maybe I'm praying against it myself." But I said, we have to end our prayer with, "Nevertheless, not our will, but thine be done." And that's exactly what we've prayed. And so, Grayson, I know that for you, it probably was not what you would have chosen. And I don't think really it's what I would have chosen. But I've learned that submission to Christ, surrender to Him, ends up getting us the things we didn't even know we wanted. And so that's why I can look to the future, even though there's a measure of sadness that we won't see each other as often. The good thing is I won't be that far from Virginia. So don't kick me to the curb too quick. I hope to be around a little bit. But for the most part, my responsibilities will rest in eastern Pennsylvania and southern New Jersey. And Grayson also said he was kind of playing with me. Grayson's a sports fan. He loves the Atlanta Braves, and I probably taught him that. And he knows I'm going to be up there where the Philadelphia Phillies are and the Philadelphia Eagles and all that. And so when I told him about leaving, I said, "Grayson, it's not just that I need to go to Philadelphia, but I think I need to leave Harrisonburg. It's God's will. And if I get out of obedience, it would cost the people in Harrisonburg," kind of like Jonah when he went on the boat with the sailors and they about sunk because Jonah was out of the will of God. And Grayson laughed with his sense of humor that maybe you've picked up from time to time here on the broadcast. He said, well, Dad, I'd say Nineveh is about like Philadelphia. So that was Grayson. He's talking about the fans up there. You know, Philadelphia fans threw snowballs at Santa Claus. So I think he was just joking with me and letting me know, hey, Dad, we'll be okay. You go up to Philadelphia and do God's work. So thank you for your blessing, Grayson. And now I can see on your face that you want to respond to all that. So go ahead, and then we'll get Pastor Margaret's voice leaning in.
Well, Dad, it was funny that you were talking about Philadelphia and sports-wise, because Jim Snavely, who's a DJ at WBTX, emailed me. We email usually about once a week or so, and said, I heard your dad's going to be a Philly fan. So he's up from those parts, and hopefully that won't change just because you're moving to Nineveh, as I called it, when you told me that you were being called to be a district superintendent for the Philadelphia District Church of the Nazarene.
Yep, that's good. I'll probably still stay loyal, but you know, when you get free tickets, you kind of become fans wherever. So I'll probably have some green clothes for the Eagles. They already gave me a Super Bowl hat. Might be a little tougher putting that Phillies hat on. Okay, we've had our fun there. All right, Pastor Margaret, lean us into a more spiritual direction, will you?
Well, I don't know if what I'm going to say is that spiritual. I guess it is, as I think about you came to us from the sea down around Harker's Island, and you came to a farming community a few years back. And it's just interesting to me that now you are moving to a district where you will have the farmland and the sea. And so I hope being here in the Shenandoah Valley and maybe hearing some farm talk and looking at some of those parables that Jesus used so beautifully there along the sea and speaking to the farmers about planting. And I pray that all of that will help you to bring the good news to the district that you are heading to.
Well, no doubt. I've been in training in the Shenandoah Valley. And we will have farmers to the west and fishermen to the east and that little strip of city folk in the middle.
That's good.
And I just am just looking forward to how God's going to work all this out. But I think I will know favor because of where I've been.
Right.
And, you know, you can't know people unless you've really been where they live. And so I believe God is going to get glory. Grayson earlier was talking to me, not on air, but he was talking to me about a dream I had back in, like, must have been 1991, probably. I had a dream. It was so vivid when I awoke that I got a piece of paper and wrote down everything I could remember about the dream. And there was a lot of stuff in the dream, but a lot of it was like allegory. It was like illustration of my ministry. I guess God, you know, just gave me this to kind of affirm his call in my life. I didn't ask for the dream. And up until Grayson just mentioned it to me a little bit ago, I had really kind of put it somewhere out of my mind. But I'm glad he kind of brought it to mind. You know, Grayson and I didn't think we would ever be working in ministry together. But in that dream, I went back and I thought about that dream. There was a place in the dream where my mentor, Reverend James Sproul, was in the dream. He was a very old man. And he was sitting up on a porch, like to a cabin, and there was this beautiful, fertile land in front of him. And he said, you can harvest in this fertile land as much as you want, but only you and your son are allowed here. And I never understood that because I was from the coast, and we didn't have a lot of farms and fertile soil where I lived. And so when I finally came to the Shenandoah Valley, I thought, wow, this is it. I mean, and Brother James Sproul has been to our local church 24 years in a row to bring good news through revivals. And then Grayson and I, all of a sudden, were working in the Shenandoah Valley on Front Porch Talks. And so some way that became reality later, much later. And then the Lord would even give us the gift of local people like Pastor Margaret, who grew up in this fertile soil. You know, I've heard that during the Civil War, they called the Shenandoah Valley the breadbasket of the South. And it is one of the most fertile pieces of ground per acre of anywhere in the world. And that God would allow me to be here in the Shenandoah Valley. Just no place more beautiful than the Shenandoah Valley of Virginia. So, yes, Pastor Margaret and Grayson, We've had a wonderful ministry here. One of the pastors on staff, Pastor Roger, he told me that many people never experience one moment in their life, that divine moment when heaven touches earth. Mm. But he felt like we've had 24 years of that right. in the Shenandoah yeah. Valley through this local church ministry. And that was very humbling. But I would have to say it also is very accurate. You know, we're humbled by what God has done and what he'll continue to do. You know, when I came to the valley, the church had about 120 people. And we began to love each other and pray and just lean into the Lord and lean into our community and really lean into the world. And we have this slogan to be a beacon of hope in the Shenandoah Valley and beyond. And now we have, you know, probably a local attendance of maybe 1,200 people. If they all show up on one Sunday, be more than that because Easter, you know, you go way up. But to think that the Lord has taken us from at least 120 to around 1,200, and he's given us partnerships in Germany, in the Middle East, in India. I mean, he literally has allowed us to be light to the world. And many things in our community that we've been involved in. I'm thinking about the Hope Distributed Food Bank that we just opened, our 6,200 square foot building. We were able to build this debt free, and it ministers to families throughout the valley. And so I believe that hope is happening here in Harrisonburg. And I'm so glad that the younger generation will now, in the local church, I believe, will have the blessing of carrying that ministry on. And I believe the rest of our days, yes, Grayson, will be the best of our days. And I will always celebrate what God is doing here in Harrisonburg and that he allowed me to put my hand to the plow here and not to look back until I shoved that plow to Pennsylvania and New Jersey, but to know that I got to place my hands in this good, fertile soil and to see souls come to know Christ. And I'm excited, Pastor Margaret, that you get to stay here in your homeland and bring disciples out of converts to continue to be presence here with your people. Mm-hmm. And I think that through the years, even up ahead, we're still going to partner some together. I don't know what God has planned, but I know that our ministry together is not over, Grayson, not over, Pastor Margaret. God has plans. He's probably laughing as I'm talking, probably saying, if only you knew, son, if only you knew. So continue, Pastor Margaret, with whatever's on your heart, and we can lean into the broadcast in any direction you want to go.
Well, I was just thinking back as the Lord brought you to the valley, and it wasn't too long after he brought me to the church, and just to be along for this journey and to really be a disciple, be mentored by you has been a powerful thing. And I know that it is an honor to sit here this morning and to be a part of this. It's not anything that the Lord tells us, there's things that he has for us that we've never thought of or imagined, and this would probably be one of those things. So it is an honor to sit here with you all, and my prayer is that we will continue just to bring the good news to the valley and that others may come to know Christ by our witness.
You just never know what God is up to, but he's always up to something wonderful for those who love him. And he tells that in his scripture that, you know, we cannot conceive, we cannot begin to imagine the good things that God has planned for those who love him. And being here in this valley has been exactly that for me. I just never could conceive what being a pastor in a local church could be like. Have we had some difficult days? You bet. But you know, I would have had difficult days if I had stayed in photography, or if I had been a band director like I had originally thought, or a dentist. I thought that sounded really neat at one time. You know, everyone has difficult days. That's part of life. But I want you to know the delightful days have outweighed the difficult days. And because of that, I am a debtor. I am a debtor to God. I'm a debtor to you, Grayson. I'm a debtor to you, Pastor Margaret. I'm a debtor to this community. And I just believe that God has a way of humbling us with blessings that we never knew to ask for. And to me, that just proves the love of God. Even though our lives can be hard, I want you to know those same lives that are hard can be holy. You know, life is not always easy. The songwriter said, life is hard, but God is good. And I want to say that that is truly a part of my testimony. And I hope that those of you who are part of Front Porch Talks, joining in either week after week or time after time or time to time, I pray that you'll continue to pray for my ministry. And I will continue to pray for Front Porch Talks those who are carrying it on, Grayson and Pastor Margaret, and whoever else around this staff here will be a part of making this happen. I'll be in prayer for that. I believe the program has made this community different in some way that we can't measure. And we just appreciate your prayers, and we hope that hearing the good news week after week has somehow lifted your heart closer to the Lord, and that He is near even now as we're speaking.
And like we said, from time to time we'll hear from you. Like you said, I believe in a pastor's meeting recently, you said, in the hour you know not, the son of a fisherman may return.
Yeah, I like to say that. I like to take scripture sometimes and personalize it. Yes, I hope to show up when you're not thinking about me, just to see if you forgot me. And I might send a text or two. I've been known to do that from time to time. So I'm just grateful for the partnership, Grayson, for the friendship, Pastor Margaret, and for the partnership that continues into the future. Only God knows what He's up to, but we know that God is up to something that is just going to blow our minds in a beautiful way. So that's where my heart is today. Back to that scripture in Isaiah, God said, I'm going to do a new thing. I'm going to do something new, and it already is underway. So I have a deep anticipation to see what exactly God is creating for our future. It's going to be beautiful. You think, Pastor Margaret?
I believe it is. I know that He has a bright future for us. As long as we continue to lean into Him and get our direction from Him, He is going to do things that are beautiful, so that all those that are in His church, a part of the body, will continue just to lean into Him and to serve Him, but ultimately to bring those that are lost into relationship.
Pastor Margaret, one of the ministries that we had a privilege of having a hand in together came to my mind as I was thinking about this broadcast. It was the resting place that we put together out at the county fair. I was thinking, man, I got to look at my schedule and figure out how in the world I can be in Virginia for a couple of days in August, whenever the county fair is. But, you know, I think that was just a beautiful ministry when it started, and we've done it for a few years now. Talk a little bit about the Rest in Place. In case the community hasn't heard about it, this can be an invitation for your summer that you can come and see us there, or at least see some of us. If you get lucky, real lucky, you might catch me one day there. But talk a little bit about the Rest in Place. And that's just an example of ministry that we partnered together on and how that all happened and what is happening with the Rest in Place.
Well, actually, when Pastor Carey, I think, was at the fair, he was looking for a place to sit down one night, and there really wasn't much of a place to maybe sit and just rest. There's a lot of people that come out to the fair that bring children, a lot of sometimes grandparents and even weary parents by the end of the day, and a place to find just a little bit of shade during the day. And so he just asked me if there was a way that we could, you know, have a place for people just to maybe sit and have a rocking chair or something to where they could find a little bit of rest while they were there. So we began to check into it, and it's grown over the past few years, a place not only to sit, to have a little bit of shade, maybe a cup of cold water, but a place for moms to bring their children and actually take care of the needs of the child. And so we were so blessed by Hillmouth Builders to supply us a place for the ladies, the moms, to get in out of the hot sun and actually into air conditioning to take care of their infants, and just a place to come and sit. And if you want to have a conversation outside of that area, be able to have conversation, rest a while, and know that there is a church on the corner of Port Road and Boyers that really just wants to get to know you a little bit and maybe see you next year and maybe see you before that. But it's a place of community for us outside our church walls.
Exactly. And so just mark it down. If you're looking for friendship, maybe you're lonely. You just like to sit in the company of people who have no agenda except to love you and to listen to you. Now, that'll be happening at the county fair in August, the Resting Place. They usually put us over behind the Funnel Cake House, So if you get you a funnel cake, just come around the corner and sit at the resting place and enjoy it. You can share some of it, too, if you'd like. But that's just one sample of some of the things that we've been able to do together. Partnership really makes things happen. And we know who the senior partner is. That's Jesus Christ. I must tell the story about a lady the first year we did the rest in place. I wondered if people knew what we were really up to. We don't have a whole bunch of signs talking about who we are. You can figure it out if you look at some of the fine print. But this one lady came to the rest in place, and she sat over in the corner for a couple of hours. And toward the end of the night, she called me over, and she said, "I know what you're doing here at the county fair." I said, "Oh, you do? Well, please tell me, what are we doing?" She said, "You are hosting the presence of Jesus here." I thought, wow, praise God. That was our plan, and that was what happened. She was able to pick up that we had brought the presence of Jesus, the presence of the one who is hope. We have brought him into our hometown at the county fair. So just be looking for that and be praying for it. And I certainly plan and hope to make it to the county fair at least a day or two. And that might be one of those places, Grayson, where in the hour that you think not, the son of the fisherman appears, just like you were saying. All I can say is time flies when you're having fun. And this broadcast needs to come to a close. We do have a song we want you to hear. And so it's a great song, Lean In. And we pray that today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks has been a half hour of hope for your life. Blessings now.
The song that we have for you today is our friend Jim Cole and his song, Light of the World.
Light of the world, my heart is yours. I long to serve you as my Lord. I long to walk in your ways. I long to know you. You are a refuge for my soul, a river of life where healing flows, a giver of sight to the blind, soon coming King. Light of the world, my eyes have seen so many sad, sad things, but the hope for the broken hearted ones has risen with healing in his wings to bring light to the world. Things you've brought me through, guiding my steps with your eyes, leading me homeward. All that I am or hope to be is the kind of a friend you've been to me, faithful in all of your ways. I worship you. Light to the world.
Today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks is sponsored by Sunshine Ministries.